Hello, 30 HMDs, Miss Allah, 50 W, Health Care for Doctor Tamar Muhammad, Date of Service, January 22nd, 2013. Patient name, Dwayne Jenkins, DAWAYNE, space JENKINS. Date of birth, 01141961. Primary care physician, none. Appeared in this paragraph. Cardiologist in this paragraph, as if it was a new consult. Next paragraph. Because we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Jenkins at our cardiologist today, as I know he's a very pleasant 52-year-old African-American gentleman with past progress significant for depression and anxiety disorder. Period. He's an our cardiologist today as a new consult referred from the emergency department because of chest pain. Appeared in this paragraph. And he said that he's doing well. He said that 1 week ago, during his birthday, he was smoking cocaine. Soon after, he experienced chest pains. He said that this chest pain was in the left side, in the middle of his chest, described as a sharp pain that lasted 1 to 2 minutes with radiation to the left arm. It was short lasting and disappeared spontaneously, period. He said that that was the only time that he had the chest pain, for which he went to the emergency department and kept for 8 hours and then discharged after having serial normal EKGs and enzymes. Period. On day visit, he denies any chest pains. However, he has been complaining of shortness of breath upon moderate activity. He denies any orthopneia or PND or lower extremity edema. He has been complaining of right side lower extremity pain associated with low back pain. He stated that he is known to have a pinched nerve. Period. He denies any palpitation, dizziness, physical attacks. Period. This paragraph, past medical history. Number one, hyperlipidemia. Next number, history of TIA per the patient in 2007. Period. Next number, history of Bell's palsy. Next number, depression. Next number, anxiety disorder. Period. This paragraph, past surgical history. History of motor vehicle accident. Period. History of hernia repair. Period. This paragraph. Social history patient is an ex-smoker. He stated that he stopped smoking 1 year ago. He used to smoke 5 to 6 cigarettes a day for 25 years before that. Period. He drinks alcohol occasionally, and he admits of using cocaine. Period. Next paragraph. Family history. Positive, strongly for coronary disease in his sister and brother. Period. Next paragraph. Allergies. Patient is not known to have drug allergies. Period. Next paragraph. Cut medication. Patient does not remember the exact name of the medication he was asked to bring on the next visit. Period. Next paragraph. Physical examination. Vital signs. Blood pressure on the visit was 121/85. Pulse is 80 beats per minute. Weight 196 pounds. Height 5 feet 9 inches. Please come along with the physical examination. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic test. None. Period. Next paragraph. Smell plan number one. Chest pain. The patient reported an episode of chest pain that happened 1 week ago. The chest pain was experienced immediately after smoking cocaine, which could be the causative agent. Period. On the day visit, the patient is asymptomatic and he didn't experience the chest pains ever since. Period. The patient had multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease. Recommended to perform a complete cardiovascular evaluation if the patient is symptomatic in the future. In the meanwhile, we only recommended baby aspirin, 81 mg, to be taken once a day, and to focus on aggressive cardiovascular risk modification with tight blood pressure control and exercise and smoking cessation. Period. Next paragraph. Depression / anxiety disorder. The patient is currently on medication that are unknown to us. He was asked to follow up with the psychiatrist for this regard. Penis program, smoke cessation. The patient stopped smoking regular cigarettes. However, he's admitted to smoking cocaine. And that's most likely that caused his chest pain via cocaine-induced vasospasm. He was educated and instructed about the harmful effect of drug abuse. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you much for last month's being in the care of Mr. Jenkins. I found out how to provide for him to call any questions or concerns at the time. We'll see you back in the clinic in 2 months. Or soon, if necessary, in the meanwhile, he's to follow up with his primary care physician regularly. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you much for seeing him. I'll do the HMD space. I'll have NTWL. I'm going to dictate for Dr. Tamar Muhammad. All his birth certificates is on the dictation. Thank you. One of my classmates.